Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Feet First. It's brought to you by the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris, featuring Dr. Thomas Rappett and Dr. Paul Bishop. The Foot and Ankle Centers, again, are located in Yorkville and Morris, and you can also find them online at footandanklecenters.com. That's footandanklecenters.com online. Dr. Thomas Rappett back with us once again. Good to have you back here. And we're going to talk about ingrown toenails. And there's not a whole lot to have to really say about ingrown toenails. You know when you have one, right?
Absolutely. Usually it's a painful red inflamed nail border. Most patients that come in, there's an infection, unfortunately, at that point. But we see it on all ages, young kids all the way to 80, 90-year-old patients.
Sure.
So there's not necessarily a specific age group where it's predominant, but the sooner, again, you get it treated, the better. Because ingrown toenails can morph into a bigger problem and can lead to an additional procedure if not treated as soon as possible. So what an ingrown toenail is actually the nail ingrowing in the edge, causing a lot of pain,
sure.
Usually the big toe, most commonly. Mm-hmm. If the infection pursues, in rare cases, it can lead to a bone infection because your nail lays right on the bone.
Oh.
But more importantly, that infection would have to be resolved before we could do a permanent cure.
There you go.
So what we see is, unfortunately, patients come in, infection's bad, we get them on an antibiotic, we remove the edge by numbing their toe and taking that edge out, and then they have to come back for a permanent fix where we actually remove the edge permanently.
Okay.
So if they get in sooner where the problem's starting and it's not infected yet, it's one and done. We can come in, numb their toe, remove that edge, kill that edge, problem solved.
Right.
And it's a much easier process, and obviously no one likes their toe numbed up, so
no.
They'd rather get it done at one time and done.
Sure. I was surprised to hear that young kids actually oftentimes find this at a fairly young age, I guess. I'm thinking this is pretty much a teen, adult thing. You start getting, you know, older and these things happen. But I guess younger kids also get these quite commonly, huh?
Yeah, we see them in younger ages, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6. Obviously, it's a little bit more difficult to numb them up and deal with it. But yeah, you can get kind of a hereditary incurvated nail where the nail's kind of curved, which predisposes them to it. Whereas, you know, later in life, it's more usually traumatically induced. So yeah, you can get them at all ages.
Okay.
We see probably 3-4 ingrown toenails a day. It's a very common procedure, a very quick cure if treated properly. So I would, again, stress if you do have soreness on the edge of the toe that looks like an ingrown toenail or you're unsure, get in because usually it's treated very simple at that stage and it's a one-time procedure.
Now, I understand also that if not treated, there's also the possibility of a fungal infection following?
Yeah, I mean, fungus is normal growth on a person's foot.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily invade and cause athlete's foot or onychomycosis, which is a toenail infection. But an ingrown creates access for the fungus to kind of invade the nail and then get into the growth area.
Oh.
So the sooner you treat the ingrown, the less likely you can get a fungus.
Okay.
And obviously no one wants a fungus, which is basically a yellow, discolored, thick nail.
Mm-hmm.
And that can spread. It's pretty contagious once you get it.
Right.
Treatment for that, if you do get it, we do oral medication, topical medication, and we do a laser treatment, which is FDA approved. It has about a 80-90% cure rate. And the sooner you get it treated, the better. I have patients that come in and their nails are really thick, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
They've had it for years. The success rate of treatment at that point diminishes.
Okay.
So if you think you have it, whitish thick nail, yellowish nail, anything abnormal, the sooner you get in, the better. Sometimes it's simple as topical treatment for it. Sometimes oral meds. And then laser if necessary, if we feel that it's a pretty significant infection.
Certainly. And nobody wants to have that, you know, especially if they like wearing sandals and going barefoot. A lot of times out there in the nice warmer weather, you want to be able to show off your feet.
Correct. I mean, we see, you know, a lot of patients that cosmetically it bothers them. They know they have it. They can get it from getting a contaminated pedicure. They can get it from digging at the edge of the nail. They can get it from an ingrown toenail. They can get it from a trauma to the nail,
right,
that causes it. So, yeah, we see a lot of patients that come in. And if we get it early on,
mm-hmm,
it can be as simple as medication and oral meds and laser if necessary.
There you go.
But we can resolve it. There are some cases that are where they come in and their nails stop growing. The nail is super thick. In those cases, we end up sometimes permanently removing the nail.
Okay.
So again, stressing, the sooner the better
sure.
for that treatment.
Yeah. Yep. The earlier you get it treated, the better results you're probably going to have there. So, hey, Dr. Repet, thank you so much for that useful information. Very educational, very informative. We'll see you down the road, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Hey, you've been listening to another edition of Feet First with Drs. Paul Bishop and Dr. Thomas Repet at the Foot and Ankle Centers, as we mentioned, in Yorkville and Morris, specializing in the treatment of the feet and the ankles. Now, they also offer physical therapy and the MedFoot Spa, too. So visit them online, as we mentioned, at footandanklecenters.com to get more information. footandanklecenters.com online. We'll see you back here next time for another edition of Feet First.